Natasha Tonti, Garden Amidst the Flame, 2022. 27-minute HD film. This work continues Natasha Tonti's ongoing research into the ancient knowledge, technologies, and cosmology of the Minahasa, an indigenous nation in the North Sulawesi province of Indonesia. In the video, she emphasizes core Minahasa cultural beliefs in the all-encompassing equilibrium between the human and non-human. Drawing on her experience of karai, a ceremony that grants Minahasan warriors an armor of invincibility, the artist seeks to establish a queering approach toward gender, youth, and ecology. At surface level, the film is a coming-of-age story following the fantasies of a group of young Minahasan girls. Their encounters serve as entry points into the worldviews of the Minahasa, an animistic society informed by a non-anthropocentric gift economy based on volunteerism, kinship, and mutual aid with nature. Garden Amidst the Flame attempts to resituate expected roles of gender and masculinity within Minahasan society in the rapidly changing social and economic context of Indonesia. The film has been produced during an 18-month collaboration between Tonti and a small group of members of the Wulan Lengkoan. The project offers a viewpoint into the translation of generational knowledge and the layering of time in a moment of social change. This shift is emphasized by the Kualanth, a sea creature who reappears through the film, smoking an enchanted pipe whilst weaving a tale about a journey through a human navel to meet the ancestors and posing questions about building stories in the absence of history. Natasha Tonti's artistic practice predominantly explores the fictional accounts of history and myths surrounding manufactured fear. She observes possibilities of other futures that are projected from outside the perspective of major and established institutions, but rather from a subtle and personal struggle of the outcasted entities and beings. Garden Amidst the Flame is commissioned and produced by Auto Italia London in partnership with La Bec, Tour de Pels, Strom Den Haag and Scheithalle Zurich, with additional support from the governance of North Sulawesi, Bank Saluko and the Department of Tourism and Culture of North.